Rewind before Arsenal. I'm going to do this one a little bit differently. No, so far, what we've tended to do is we started with the Klopp era game, and then we've gone to the older game. In this instance, I just want to not mess about and go straight into the older game because it is August. Liverpool are playing Arsenal. It is at Anfield, and the game that will just always conjure in a person who's approximately my age straight to mind is Robbie Fowler's hat trick against Arsenal. It was Dan Morgan, just something that I think just sort of shocked the world. It was 4 minutes 33 seconds. It's also worth pointing out it's Super Sunday, back at a time when there really weren't as many games televised as there are now. Mané, I know, goes on to actually get a faster hat trick than Fowler, but that Fowler in 1994 is putting in three goals in 4 minutes and 33 seconds, slap bang whilst everyone's tucking in to their roast dinner or having a barbecue on a Sunday and having to watch that. It is still something I think that just feels so iconic.
Yeah, you touched on something there, which I think is the idea that the Premier League was still building as a brand around this time, and it's looking for those snapshot moments, those bits of genius and razzmatazz that will draw people into investing in watching football with them, and they really, within its early incarnation, they get something here, which is this roughshod 19-year-old from Toxteth who has burst onto the scene and plays the game really like a cultured European forward. I always think Fowler, and I don't mean this to lessen his memory in any way as a player, but I always think he should end up in the company of your prime Yari Littmanens, Fernando Morientes, types of forwards who on their day was so gracious, just had that real cultured element to their forward game. And